Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Of course, the Matara Hill Climb, obviously no longer at King Edward Park, which is a bit of a shame, but it is alive, it is well. And Peter Robinson is the representative from the MG Car Club of Newcastle. Peter, good morning. Before we talk about the hill climb, I'm not going to let you escape this morning without buying into our topic. Lemons and Legends, the best car ever on Australian roads and the worst car. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good.
The worst car I couldn't remember was a Nissan Cedric a long time ago. Wandered all over the road. The best car, I'm not too sure, probably something like an Aussie car, hotted up Commodore or a Falcon GT or something.
I love the fact that you're playing both sides of the fence now, because you've gone to the Holden. That's a very, very smart man. Obviously, you would have been disappointed. King Edward Park, what an amazing track, what an amazing backdrop for the hill climb. So nothing stays the same forever, so that would have been disappointing. But I suppose the hill climb is still around. The new track, tell us a little bit about it.
The new track is one that the car club's developed over some years. It's been going, the original track's been going since 1986, believe it or not, a short track. And the club owns a lot of land up there, and they redid it about 2 years ago. We ran the Australian Championship, and we've got lovely hot mixed pits and a lovely new track there. And the one we're running this weekend is 1.2 kilometres long, all in the sort of a valley in front of the spectator area, so they can see it all just like King Edward Park.
Probably for the drivers, the venue, this venue near Raymond Terrace, is probably a better setup, isn't it?
Oh, it's a much better setup for the drivers. We were thinking of getting a whale and putting it in the middle of the track to make it look like King Edward Park, but it hasn't happened, no.
No, that might be, you know, that could be a bit of a shock to the drivers coming. I suppose it's just another obstacle to miss, really, wouldn't it?
It would be, yes. Mm.
It's had an amazing history.
It has. It's been going, it started in 1951, and we ran, they missed a couple of years in the 50s. It's been, last year was the 58th running of the track. The hill climb, and wonderful venue down there. But we've hoped to duplicate this. We've been busily growing grass and doing up the track and making the facilities nice, so it should be just as good. And what we're saying is we'll make it a family weekend so that people could bring their blankets and things like they did at King Edward Park and sit on the banks and watch the cars.
With all kinds of motor racing, different disciplines come into play, and hill climb is no different. It has a very set discipline. Obviously, being a good driver is a prerequisite. Have you found going to a new venue, it's kind of normalised things? The guys and people involved who are so used to King Edward Park, it's levelling the playing field a little bit more for maybe people who are coming in that weren't used to King Edward Park?
I'd say so, yes. Experience at King Edward Park counted a lot. Some of the newcomers had difficulty there and sometimes hit things. The new track is to hit things as you go up the road, but if you start on the back stuff, it's quite good. It's a tight track. It probably will even it up between the more powerful cars and the less ones, so it should be a good competition, I think, yes.
And how is it held in regard around Australia? How many people do we have coming to the Hunter to be a part of it this weekend?
Oh, we've got about over 60 entries, I think, and there's some from far afield. Yes, quite a few from out Tamworth way, up the coast, out west, Bathurst, places like that, yes. Mm. So it's still got the kudos. Mm.
Excellent. Now, if you don't know where Ringwood Park Motorsport Complex is, can you give us an audio mud map on how to get there for the weekend?
Yes, it's approximately 14 kilometres, north of Heather Bay, and you turn left on Italia Road, and it's about 500 metres down Italia Road. There's big signs there saying that MG Car Club, Ringwood Motorsport Complex, and you turn in there and we'll welcome you.
Fantastic. Peter, thanks very much for your time this morning. Just quickly before I let you go, how do you feel about the V8s coming to Newcastle?
I mean, fantastic, yes. And funnily enough, people have said that they'll pollute the atmosphere. They don't, because they run on ethanol, which is a good green fuel. So, yes.
Yeah, they're running E80, aren't they?
E85, that's correct.
Wow, so,
and all it does is put out water and a little bit of nitrogen, I think, which is good for flowers.
The noise is another matter, but we'll deal with that later down the line.
Oh, the noise is good, though.
Yeah, nothing like rumbling your insides. Peter, thanks very much. Hope it has a great weekend, and I'm glad that it might have been gone from King Edward Park, but definitely gone from the landscape. Have a good weekend.
Thanks very much, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.